Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the ICIS Chemical Business Podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor, and today we are looking at the issue for the week of April 25th, 2011, with a cover story focusing on the executive spotlight. In this issue, executives and CEOs of such companies as Shell Chemicals, SABIC, and PTT share their views on winning strategies. For example, Shell Chemicals is weighing all the options presented to it by the massive influx of shale-based natural gas. Crediting the changes made at its U.S. Gulf Coast petrochemical assets over the last 2 years, Shell Chemicals says it is in a strong position to take advantage of opportunities that may arise with parent company Royal Dutch Shell's expanding upstream gas production in North America. We are actively looking for new opportunities, integrated from wellhead to derivative plant, that fit with our global strategy of improving our feedstock advantage, said Ben Van Burden, Executive Vice President of Shell Chemicals, in an interview with ICIS. If it makes sense and fits with our overall strategy, we will consider it, he says. The company intends to grow with new facilities to serve developing markets and also by increasing capacity in its core heartlands of Europe and North America, the latter which presents an opportunity to capitalize on advantaged feedstock. Then, the executive vice president of Saudi Arabian petrochemicals giant SABIC outlines plans to help that nation diversify its economy by providing a wide portfolio of feedstocks. The company is pushing hard to expand its downstream portfolio of polymers and other products. The latest issue of ICIS Chemical Business also has a special feature taking a look at biomaterials. Bio-based material is a rapidly developing sector with a number of key drivers, emerging technologies, and lead protagonists. However, there are also a number of key issues that need to be addressed, which, if not tackled, could slow the movement to a greener, more sustainable base for tomorrow's chemical industry. Last month, ICIS, in association with the Investment and Development Agency for the Northern Netherlands, assembled a panel of experts from across Northwest Europe to discuss these issues. Two main areas of discussion emerged during the session: how companies should best approach introducing bioproducts into the market, and whether there was access to suitable and sufficient feedstocks in Europe. Other issues raised included technology development, the drivers for bio-based materials, the similarities, differences, and conflicts between the bioenergy and biomaterial sectors, and the extent to which bioproducts might replace oil-based chemicals, and on what timescale. Additionally, there is another article examining how petrochemical producers can now reshape their portfolios. Strong financial performance in 2010 and a restructuring of debt profiles have left major petrochemical producers in good shape to contemplate the reshaping of their portfolios through merger and acquisition activity. However, reduced debt availability has seen private equity players constrained in their ability to engage in bigger purchases. From a fairly quiet base of merger and acquisition activity post-2008 until mid-2010, the chemical industry has seen a sudden spate of deals, with several major outright acquisitions, but also plenty of product line divestments and rationalizations. Read ICIS Chemical Business to find out more. The latest issue also has articles looking at the potential dark days ahead for China. U.S. propylene spot prices soar to record highs. High market demand for styrene butadiene rubber, or SBR, in automotive tires drives capacity expansions. Naphtha prices climb globally following crude oil trends. And major U.S. food and beverage firms Coca-Cola and PepsiCo are looking to develop the world's first fully renewable-based polyethylene terephthalate, or PET, bottles for their beverage products. But industry analysts are questioning the economic sustainability of these bottles compared to petroleum-based PET. All this and so much more can be found in the latest issue of ICIS Chemical Business, the premier choice for analysis and information about the chemical industry. Pick up a copy today. Thank you and good night.